budgeting and financial planning are the compass of agribusiness management. Unlike other industries, agriculture faces high variability in yields, price, and demand, making structured planning essential. A budget helps forecast revenues and expenses, allocate resources, and prepare for seasonality. It forces decision makers to think ahead. How much to invest in seeds, when to spade on labor, what price targets to aim for, and how to manage debt repayment. Financial planning goes further by setting long-term goals. Whether that's scaling operations, entering new markets, or investing in sustainability, it provides a roadmap for balancing growth ambitions with risk management. For instance, a vegetable grower may budget 10 lakhs for inputs and labor this season, while planning long-term investment in drip irrigation to cut costs next year. In short, budgeting ensures control over the present, while financial planning prepares for the future. Together, they are financial backbone of agribusiness successes. A logical first step in planning is forecasting revenue, predicting what income streams will look like. Revenue forecasting in agribusiness is complex because it depends on both biological cycles and market dynamics. Key factors include crop yields, influenced by soil, seeds, weather, and farming practices. Then you have got market prices, which are through seasonal demands, supply fluctuations, and government policies. Then you have got a product mix, diversification into high-value crops or process groups. Sales channel, whether it is going to be direct-to-consumer models, which often yield higher margins than wholesale sales. For example, a farmer expecting 10 tons of tomatoes must forecast revenues based not only on yield, but also on the price range. From rupees 5 rupees a kilo to rupees 40 a kilo, that may prevail during the selling period. Modern forecasting tools use artificial intelligence and predictive analytics that combine weather data, past sales, and market trends. In Revasa Farms, such models reduce uncertainty and improve accuracy in cash flow planning. Effective revenue forecasting provides clarity for investors, lenders, and management, ensuring realistic expectations. With revenues estimated, the next step is managing costs effectively. In agribusiness, profitability depends much on controlling costs as on maximizing revenues. Major cost categories are input seeds, fertilizer, pesticides, and irrigation. Then you've got labor, a major expense, especially in labor-intensive crops like vegetables and fruits. Logistics, transport, storage, and distribution cost. Overheads like rent, utilities, and administrative cost. Smart cost management involves bulk purchasing. Cooperatives reduce costs by pooling input demand or by technology adoption, drip irrigation and mechanization, lower recurring cost. You can also reduce costs by waste reduction, improved storage and forecasting cuts post-harvest losses. Continuous monitoring by tracking costs per acre or per ton to provide transparency. For example, by introducing a 3-day inventory cycle, we at Revasa Farms cut returns and reduce wastage-related cost. The principle is very simple. Cost savings, even if small per unit, multiply into huge gains across scale. Alongside managing cost, businesses must plan capital investment. Capital investments are the long-term bets that shape an agribusiness growth trajectory. Examples include in infrastructure, warehouses, cold storage, and processing plants. In technology, sensors, automation, and AI-driven tools. In market expansion, retail outlets, e-commerce platforms, and export logistics. In sustainability, solar-powered irrigation, organic certifications, and eco-friendly packaging. Strategic planning involves evaluating the ROI, which is basically estimating the returns relative to cost. Phasing of investments, staggering the expenditures to align with revenue cost. Risk assessment, by testing the market demands much before large-scale rollouts. Blending finances, combining debt, equity, and subsidies for flexibility. Many mango farmers in Ratnagiri first invested in small pack houses before scaling into full-fledged processing plants, spreading risk over time. Good capital planning ensures growth is sustainable and not debt-heavy. Alongside long-term investments, managing cash flows is the short term. In the short term is equally critical. Cash flow is the pulse of agribusiness finance. Profits on paper mean little if there isn't liquidity to cover expenses. Agriculture faces unique seasonality challenges. Large outflows at planting, inputs, labor, and delayed inflows at harvest. Without planning, businesses face liquidity crunches. Best practices include staggered planting to spread income across seasons, credit line utilization, overdrafts or working capital loans aligned with crop cycles, receivables management, ensuring supermarkets or wholesalers pay within the agreed timelines, expense scheduling, matching loan repayments with harvest seasons. A simple example, a farmer investing rupees 5 lakhs in seeds and fertilizers in June may not see returns until November. Cash flow planning bridges this gap without jeopardizing operations. In Rewasa Farms, 6-day receivable cycles with supermarkets ensure liquidity remains strong despite high transaction volumes. Cash flow management is about staying financially agile in the face of seasonality. Beyond planning cash flows, agribusinesses must prepare for risks and contingencies. Agribusiness is exposed to multiple risks, from unpredictable weather to volatile prices. Contingency planning ensures business survives the shocks. The key risks are price risks, sudden crashes or spikes in commodity markets. Then you have got weather risks, droughts, floods or unseasonal rains destroying crops. Then you have got pest and disease risk, crop losses due to these infestations. And then you have got market access risk, export restrictions, transport strikes or policy shifts. The contingency tools to address this risk are diversification, growing multiple crops to spread risks. Insurance, you've got crop insurance, warehouse insurance, and weather derivatives. You've got emergency funds, liquidity reserves to handle such sudden shocks. And scenario planning, preparing financial plans for best, worst, and average outcomes. For example, tomato farmers who also grow onions or pulses reduce their risk exposure, as losses in one crop can be offset by gains in the other. Contingency planning is not about avoiding risk, but also about absorbing it without collapse. Having looked at risk, we will next address the seasonality challenges in financial planning. Seasonality is one of the biggest financial hurdles in agribusiness. Unlike other industries with steady revenues, agriculture faces a cycle of heavy spending followed by delayed returns. Challenges include large cash outflows at planting and harvesting, income concentrated in narrow seasonal windows, ideal assets in off-season, lowering efficiency. What are the strategies to address seasonality? The first, crop diversification. Growing short-cycle crops alongside long-term ones ensure more regular income. Two, staggered planting. Planting the same crop at different intervals, spread across cash flows across months. Third, allied activities. Dairy, poultry, or aquaculture provide steady cash even when crops are not generating revenue. Fourth, credit planning. Matching loan repayments schedules with harvest cycles avoids liquidity crunch. For example, many Indian vegetable farmers pair tomatoes with leafy greens, ensuring weekly cash flows while waiting for larger harvest. Effective financial planning treats seasonality not as a barrier, but as a structural reality to be managed. Beyond seasonality, agribusiness must also contend with market and climate uncertainties. Agribusiness operates in an environment of high unpredictability. Markets fluctuate and climate events disrupt supply and demand. Market uncertainties are due to price clashes, due to gluts, export bans or policy shifts that cut off markets overnight. Then you have got climate uncertainties due to droughts, floods, unseasonal rains, reducing yields, long-term climate changes, altering rainfall and temperature patterns. Management strategies to manage this risk are forward contracts and futures, lock in the prices to reduce market risk, crop insurance and weather derivatives, financial protection against adverse weathers, and then you have got resilient farming practices using drought-resistant seeds, efficient irrigation, and soil management. Finally, You can have geographic diversification. Sourcing or producing in multiple locations reduces local climate dependency. Grape exporters in Maharashtra hedge risk by maintaining plots in different districts to minimize weather-related losses. Managing uncertainties is about balancing risk and reward, building resilience while staying profitable. As we conclude, let us bring together the key lessons on agri-financial planning. At its heart, financial planning is not simply about numbers on a balance sheet. It is about ensuring resilience, sustainability, and growth in a sector that is deeply vulnerable to uncertainty. The first takeaway is the importance of cash flow discipline. Agribusiness often face seasonal revenues, but expenses run year-round. Without forecasting and working capital management, even profitable ventures can collapse due to liquidity pressure. Second, the structure of capital matters. A balanced mix of equity, debt, and institutional credit reduces risk and keeps cost of the capital manageable. Over-reliance on short-term borrowing may provide quick relief but erodes long-term stability. Third, tools such as budgeting, ratio analysis, and investment appraisal are not academic. They are practical lenses for decision-making. Whether it is choosing between expanding cold storage capacity or investing in processing, financial analysis guides choices that create sustainable return. Looking ahead, agribusinesses must also embrace digital tools, data-driven forecasting, and innovative financing models such as FPO funding and blended finance. The future belongs to those who treat financial planning not as a compliance task, but as a strategic driver of competitiveness. These realities make risk management and insurance central to financial sustainability. Risk management in agribusiness is about recognizing that uncertainty is inevitable and preparing for it. Core approaches are, first, diversification. Spread risk across crops, geographies, and value chains. Two, insurance. Protect against crop failures, natural disasters, and price shocks. Third, financial hedging. Use commodity futures and contracts to stabilize revenues. Fourth, emergency reserves. Maintain liquidity buffers for unexpected losses. Insurance is particularly critical. Crop insurance schemes like India's Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana, PMFBY, protects farmers from weather and yield losses. Globally, weather derivatives are being used to compensate for rainfall deficits or excesses. Risk management is not about eliminating uncertainty, but about ensuring that one bad season does not collapse the entire business. A practical first step in risk management is diversification and hedging. Diversification and hedging are the twin pillars of agriculture risk reduction. Crop diversification. Planting multiple crops ensures that the losses in one can be offset by gains in another. For instance, alternating between pulses, cereals, and vegetables stabilizes income. Value chain diversification. Expanding into allied activities like dairy, fishery, or processing spreads revenue risk. Geographic diversification. Sourcing produce from different regions reduces exposure to localized climatic shocks. Hedging through futures and contracts. Forward contracts and commodity futures lock in prices, protecting against market volatility. An example is sugar mills entering forward contracts with retailers, ensuring predictable revenues despite fluctuating sugarcane supply. Together, diversification and hedging builds resilience into the business model, making agribusiness less vulnerable to shocks. Another essential tool is crop insurance and weather-linked financial products. Insurance is a safety net for farmers and agribusiness. Crop insurance protects against yield losses from droughts, floods, pests, or disease. India's PMFBY covers millions of farmers, compensating them for failed crops. Weather derivatives are financial instruments where payouts are linked to weather indices like rainfall or temperature. For example, a farmer gets compensated if rainfall falls below threshold, even if crop damage is partial. Index-based insurances, where payouts are triggered by measurable factors like regional rainfall levels, reducing disputes over claims. The challenge is awareness and affordability. Many small farmers are either unaware of insurance options or reluctant due to delayed payouts. Digital platforms and satellite-based monitoring are now making products more transparent and accessible. When effectively implemented, insurance transforms farming from a gamble to a planned business activity. Beyond insurance, disaster relief mechanisms also play a key role in risk management. Disaster relief complements insurance by providing immediate support during catastrophic events. Government relief packages like cash transfer, input subsidies or loan waivers after droughts or floods. Then we have NGO and donor supports in terms of emergency aid of seeds, tools and food supplies. Then you have got insurance payouts, formal systems that restore farmers' liquidity after verified losses. Public-private partnerships, joint funds for rebuilding infrastructure and restoring livelihoods. For example, after the Kerala floods of 2018, relief efforts combined government cash assistance, NGO support and insurance payouts, helping farmers replant within a season. The limitation of relief is that it is often reactive and delayed. Insurance, in contrast, provides structured protection. Together, they form a two-tier safety system: insurance for planned risk, relief for unexpected shocks. For agribusiness, integrating both ensures faster recovery and continuity of operations. With risk tools in place, we can now look at the challenges in risk management and insurance. While risk management tools exist, implementing them effectively in agribusiness faces significant challenges. Low awareness. Many farmers are unaware of crop insurance or hedging options. Complex procedures. Lengthy paperwork and delayed payouts discourage adoption. Affordability issues. Premium costs for insurance or future contracts can be prohibitive for smallholders. Trust deficit. Past experiences or delayed relief or rejected claims reduce confidence in formal systems. Coverage gaps. Many risks like market volatility or pest are not fully covered by existing insurance products. For example, although India's PMFBY has strong intentions, adoption remains limited because farmers often don't understand how payouts are calculated or when they will receive compensation. Overcoming these challenges requires simplifying products, digitizing processes, and creating trust through transparency. To truly manage risk, these tools must be integrated with capital requirement planning. Risk management cannot be separated from capital planning. The two must work together to ensure resilience. For instance, a farmer planning expansion must not only budget for land, machinery, but also set aside funds for insurance premiums and hedging contracts. Similarly, banks and investors evaluate risk exposure before approving finance. Key points for integration: capital planning that includes risk mitigation cost as part of the investment budgets. Financing sources like government subsidies or credit guarantees should be linked with mandatory risk coverage. Investor confidence for risk-protected business attract equity and venture capital more easily. At Revasa Farms, for example, capital planning for cold storage expansion included not just construction cost, but also insured for storage goods, ensuring lenders had confidence in asset protection. Integrated planning ensures that businesses are not over-leveraged and remain protected against shocks. Alongside capital risk, risk management must also align with budgeting and financial planning. Effective agribusiness finance views risk management into everyday planning. Revenue forecasting must account for possible yield variations due to weather. Cost budgets should include contingencies for input price hikes. Cash flow plans need buffers for delayed payments or market downturns. Scenario planning. Prepare best case, worst case, and average case financial projections. For example, if tomato farmers project 10 lakhs in sales, planning should also consider scenarios where prices will fall by 30% or yields will drop due to pests. Budget adjustments and liquidity reserves can then be designed accordingly. In this way, budgeting shifts from being a static forecast to becoming a dynamic risk-adjusted tool. Let's now bring together these different dimensions to strategic integration of risk management. Strategic integration means making risk management a core business function, not an afterthought. This involves embedding risk in decisions. Every investment or expansion plan includes risk analysis. Cross-functional approach. Finance, operations, and marketing teams collaborate on risk planning. Technology use. Predictive analytics, satellite data, and digital platforms provide real-time insights for decision-making. Stakeholder engagement. Insurers, banks, and farmers work together to design practical solutions. Globally, leading agribusiness integrate risk dashboards into board-level reviews, tracking everything from weather forecasts to market movements. For smallholders, strategic integration could mean joining FPOs that provide bundled services, credit, insurance, and market access, reducing individual vulnerability. The goal is to transform risk management from a reactive safety net into a proactive growth enabler. Finally, let's consolidate this chapter with the key takeaways and closing reflections. Agribusiness capital requirements include initially working, expansion, and R&D needs. Financing sources range from governments and banks to cooperatives, equity, and microfinancing. Budgeting and planning ensure financial discipline, while cash flow and contingency planning addresses seasonality. Risk management tools, diversification, insurance, hedging are essential to survive volatility. Integration of risk, capital, and planning creates resilient financial systems. The next steps for agribusinesses are adopt blended financial models for stability. Build transparent financial records to attract banks and investors. Use technology and analytics to forecast budget and manage risks better. Invest in sustainability, which is increasingly tied to financing access. These steps shift financial management from survival mode to a growth mindset. Let me now close with a reflection on why financial management is the true backbone of agribusiness. Financial management is not just about numbers. It is about resilience, trust, and long-term growth. In agribusiness, where risks are high and margins are thin, financial discipline separates fragile ventures from sustainable ones. Every rupee invested, every loan secured, every risk insured contributes not only to business survival, but also to farmer prosperity and food security. At Rebasa Farms, we have seen firsthand blending equity and subsidies for growth, managing receivables to ensure liquidity, and using data-driven forecasts to reduce wastage. These are not just financial tactics, they are survival strategies that enable scale and impact. The message is clear. Financial management is the backbone of agribusiness. With it, farmers and companies can thrive despite uncertainty. Without it, even the most fertile land and the best harvest can fail to create value. As we close this chapter, I invite you to reflect. If agriculture is the heart of our food systems, then finance is its lifeblood. Strong financial management ensures that the heart keeps beating and the system keeps growing. Thank you. I am Vaibhav Saman from Revasa Farms.